Patient name, Rachel Ihlen, I-H-L-E-N. Date of birth, 01-15, year 2000. Date of appointment, 10-3-23. Time of appointment, 5 o'clock p.m. End of appointment, 6 o'clock p.m. Psychiatric evaluation summary. Chief complaint. I'm here for OCD and anxiety, period, unquote. The patient is a 23-year-old, well-developed, well-nourished female who presents for treatment of obsessive-compulsive disorder and anxiety. She is currently on Zoloft 150 milligrams per her primary care doctor, Alexis Santiago, of Stony Brook Family Medicine. The patient began treatment at age 5 when she was given Prozac. She stayed on Prozac until age 10 for anxiety and selective mutism. From the age of 10, she has been on Zoloft. The patient became a chemistry teacher last year. She found the first year very stressful. While working, she was able to basically put her feelings aside, period. When the summer came, she had difficulty putting her feelings aside when she had free time. She began to feel very tired this summer. She had psychomotor retardation. She was feeling depressed. And since the middle of the last school year, she stated that the chair of the science department noticed her change in her demeanor. She stated that the symptoms worsened mid to late August. She said that at that time she had really frequent passive suicidal ideations. She states that she has them occasionally now, but they are more fleeting. These thoughts are such that she would rather not go on. But she has no active suicidal ideation, plan, or intent. She complains of being sad. She's anhedonic. She just feels as if she's going through the motions. Sleep is adequate. Appetite is adequate. Energy level is adequate. She describes feelings of low self-esteem. Period. She has had significant social anxiety throughout her life. She finds herself extremely sensitive to stimuli and can get very irritable if there's a lot of noise or stimulation around her. She has never been manic. She had panic attacks from a very young age, of about age 5. The last one was in 11th grade. She described her panic attacks such as having a elevated heart rate. She experiences paresthesias. She gets dissociated and has a sense of tunnel vision. She has never had any psychotic experiences, no suicide attempts. There are no attention deficit hyperactivity disorder symptoms. She's had no physical, sexual, or emotional traumas. The patient stated that she began having a lot of obsessive thoughts in the sophomore year of college, and these caused her to feel depressed. One of her obsessional thoughts was, quote, what if I'm gay, unquote. She is not gay, but these thoughts were precipitated by her sister, who used to make fun of her for not wearing makeup or liking to dress up, etc. The patient also was afraid something bad would happen to her mother if she didn't have things straightened in a specific way. She has a need for symmetry in terms of rituals. She had rituals associated with the blinds being in a certain way, to the point of feeling worn out by her rituals. She saw a psychologist in her sophomore year of college, which she found very helpful. She had regular psychotherapy. She never had CBT. The patient describes her mood as a 6 out of 10 today, with 10 being the best mood she's ever been in. In August of 23, her mood was a 3 out of 10. She does not use any alcohol or illicit drugs. She does not smoke. Next paragraph, family history. The father has anxiety and OCD, which runs on the paternal side. On the maternal side, there's anxiety and depression. Her younger sister had an eating disorder in 9th grade, period. Next paragraph, medical. Unremarkable. She has no known allergies. Menstrual periods are regular. Last menstrual period was September 24th. Surgical. The patient had a repair of the bone of the right knee as a teenager for osteochondritis desiccant. She has no motor deficits as a result. Social. The patient lives at home with her parents and her sister, who is 21. The sister is currently away at college. She did her undergraduate studies at St. Joseph's for education. She is currently doing a master's program online with SUNY Brockport for her master's degree in education. Developmental, the patient was diagnosed with selective mutism at age 3. She had speech in elementary school. She described herself as a good student with some struggling in her classes between the 4th and 9th grade. When she was 3 years old, she was not speaking and just crying all the time. At age 5, she was put on Prozac. The following tests were administered: PHQ-9 with a score of 12. The patient described some difficulties with her symptoms. Rapid mood screen was a 2 out of 6. ASRS-V 1.1 total 9. YBOCS 17 moderate. Diagnosis: generalized anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, panic disorder. Plan: increase Zoloft to 175 milligrams PO daily times 1 week, then 200 milligrams PO daily thereafter. Follow up in 1 month.